You know what's wild? The average bathroom remodel in Annapolis costs 25% more than the national average. And it's not just because of luxury fixtures. It's because these historic homes are hiding centuries of surprises behind their walls.
That's fascinating, especially when you consider how these homes have evolved from not even having indoor plumbing to now needing smart ventilation systems for the bay humidity.
And speaking of evolution, these tiny 5x7 bathrooms we see in historic Annapolis were often carved out of former closets or storage spaces. The original builders never imagined we'd be installing rainfall showerheads and heated floors in these spaces.
The space constraints must create some unique challenges. How do contractors even manage to work in such tight quarters?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. These contractors have developed specialized techniques just for Annapolis homes. They literally have to map out every inch before they start. And sometimes they're even using 3D modeling to figure out how to fit modern fixtures into these historic spaces.
I imagine the permitting process must be quite complex in a historic district like that.
Oh my goodness, yes. Let me tell you about the permits. Even something as simple as installing a new bathroom vent requires approval from the Historic Preservation Commission if it's visible from the street. And these meetings only happen monthly, so missing a deadline can add weeks to your timeline.
That level of oversight really explains why these projects take so much longer than average renovations.
Exactly, and here's what's really fascinating. The humidity from the Chesapeake Bay affects everything. Contractors have to install these high-powered exhaust fans, minimum 50 CFM, for small bathrooms, and they need proper waterproofing systems that cost between $200 to $500. But skipping this step, that could lead to $2,000 to $5,000 in water damage repairs down the line.
Those numbers really put the importance of proper planning into perspective.
And you know what's even more interesting? These renovations actually see better returns in Annapolis than the national average. We're talking 73 to 80% ROI compared to the national 70 to 74%. But here's the catch. You have to do it right, which means understanding the unique challenges of these historic properties.
The return on investment must really depend on preserving the historic character while adding modern amenities.
That's exactly right. They've developed this whole coastal historic aesthetic that blends traditional elements with modern functionality. Think warm grays, polished nickel fixtures, hexagon floor tiles, all designed to look like they've always been there while secretly housing modern technology.
So it's really about finding that perfect balance between preservation and modernization.
And speaking of balance, let me tell you about the structural challenges they face. These old homes have floors that can slope 2 inches or more across just 5 feet. That means contractors have to get creative with leveling techniques while making sure they don't compromise the historic structure.
Those kinds of structural issues must really impact the timeline and budget.
Well, that's why they recommend that 15% contingency in the budget. And get this, in pre-1970 homes, they find corroded cast iron pipes about 60% of the time, which can add $1,500 to $4,000 to the project. And in pre-1960 homes, half of them have these old lead bends at the toilet connections that need replacing.
The number of potential issues hiding behind those walls is staggering.
And here's something that really surprised me. The timing of these projects can actually be affected by the seasons. The humidity levels in Annapolis can impact everything from drying times to how certain finishes cure. Some contractors even plan their moisture-sensitive work around the less humid seasons.
That kind of detailed planning really shows how specialized these renovations have become.
Exactly, and it's not just about the technical aspects. These contractors have to be like historical preservation experts too. They need to understand things like what materials were typically used in different eras of Annapolis homes and how to integrate modern systems without compromising historical integrity.
The expertise required goes way beyond standard renovation knowledge.
And here's what I find absolutely fascinating. These contractors have developed specific protocols for different ages of homes. They know exactly what to expect in a pre-1900 row house versus a 1950s cape, and they have specialized techniques for each type of property.
That level of specialization must really impact the success of these projects.
It really does, and you know what's interesting? The most successful renovations often aren't the most expensive ones. It's the ones where contractors understand both the historical context and modern requirements. They're creating bathrooms that look authentic to the period while secretly housing all the modern conveniences we expect today.
Well, it sounds like renovating a bathroom in Annapolis is really more of an art than a science.
You know, that's such a perfect way to put it. It's this delicate dance between preserving history and creating something functional for modern living. And when it's done right, these tiny bathrooms become these incredible spaces that tell the story of both past and present.